It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Sunday marks the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. We'll find out about a rock concert in Madison that's doubling as a history lesson on Wisconsin's role in the conflict. Right now, there have been big developments in U.S. immigration policy over the past day. First, a federal appeals court upheld an injunction that blocked President Trump's decision to end DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That's the Obama-era plan that protects young undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children from being deported. This morning outside the White House, Trump responded to the ruling.
The good news is, by rejecting DACA in the Ninth Circuit yesterday, finally, we've been waiting for that. We get to the Supreme Court. And we want to be in the Supreme Court on DACA.
Then early today, Trump moved to deny asylum to migrants who enter the country through the U.S.-Mexico border. It comes as caravans of Central American migrants slowly make their way toward the U.S., but officials say it'll apply to anyone caught entering the United States illegally. Rick Sue is a professor of law at the University at Buffalo. He's an expert in immigration law and policy and teaches a class on refugee and asylum law. Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No, thank you.
Well, let's take these one at a time and start with DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Remind us of where we are and what this court ruling means.
Yeah, so essentially this is the first appeals court to uphold one of the many injunctions that have been levied against the rescission of DACA. And essentially the reasoning is the same that's been consistent in all these courts. Essentially, they are saying that the reason the Trump administration gave for rescinding DACA is arbitrary and capricious. And that's because the reason they gave was that DACA is unconstitutional and unlawful. And the courts, as a matter of law, says that's not the case, that actually you have the authority as the administration to implement DACA. So it's important to note that the ruling actually is kind of limited. It's not saying that the Trump administration cannot rescind DACA. It's just saying that the reason they gave for doing so in this case was arbitrary and therefore in violation of the law.
So what would be the next step then?
So the next step that the Trump administration seems to want to pursue, and as you saw her from the clip, seems to be eager for that, is Supreme Court review. There was a lot of discussion before of whether or not the Supreme Court was willing to take the case without having the appellate courts decide it. That was sort of bouncing around for a while. But now that given a appellate court has decided it, it seems to set it up for Supreme Court review. Now, of course, the irony of this is that actually there doesn't need to be a Supreme Court review if all Trump wanted to do was to rescind DACA. As these decisions have often said, if Trump just gives a good reason why he does not like DACA as a matter of policy, he can freely rescind it. But he seems to, it's not entirely clear, but maybe for political reasons, really want to actually tackle the legality of DACA to begin with at the Supreme Court level.
That, I guess, could set a precedent for a future president, I guess, to not bring DACA back after President Trump left office. Would that be one possible motivation?
Yeah, it seems to be potentially one motivation. Another one might be, at least on the political front, is that Trump seems to be at times a little bit of two minds about DACA. He definitely wants to challenge it, and he does not like it. On the other hand, it's not clear that politically, and this was his position when he first came to office, that he really wants to make that big of a case about the particular dreamers themselves, especially with regard to some of the congressional action that's been happening in this particular realm. So he seems to be skirting a fine line. Like I said, if he just gives a good policy reason why he's rescinding DACA, none of this litigation or injunctions would be here. On the other hand, it's interesting because if he does prevail at the Supreme Court level, and that's not necessarily certain, given that all the courts have come out against his actions, it would presumably limit his own presidential powers to some degree, because ultimately the DACA decision is about the power of the president to exercise his discretion to not enforce particular areas of the immigration law if they feel that the resources or priorities do not justify that.
So the outcome, though, if the Supreme Court said, yes, President Trump was in the right, he can rescind DACA, that would mean hundreds of thousands of people who had been brought into the United States undocumented as children would be subject to deportation right away. Is that right?
That would be correct. Now, it would be a way to be seen, given that this is just saying that he has the executive ability to do so, whether or not he will restore, again, some of the sort of phase-out provisions that was in the original DACA. Now, those have already passed. He might decide to do so again, just sort of for proper administration. But theoretically, the day the opinion comes out, then DACA could be immediately rescinded. All the phase-out provisions have already been completed, and deportations can begin immediately if that's to be the case. I would suspect, though, that if that were to happen, that we would get some more murmurings in Congress about whether or not they want to deal with it.
Right. If I recall correctly, I want to jump in there. President Trump, when he said, "I want to rescind DACA," part of what he said was in order to get Congress to take action on this and do it the right way. That was one of the statements he made, yet still hasn't happened.
Yeah. So the right way is sort of interesting, and this gets back a little bit, I think, to the politics of it. I do think that in some ways President Trump is concerned about DACA specifically, but I think also that President Trump is concerned about DACA to the degree that he could use it to leverage other immigration priorities. He's kind of bounced back and forth on whether he actually supported a congressional action on it or not, and ultimately what would happen is he wanted to leverage DACA into a broader restriction on immigration and funding for the border wall. So I suspect that in some ways what he wants here is to set up more political leverage so that he can achieve his other priorities in exchange for legalization of the status of Dreamers.
Law professor Rick Sue is with us from the University at Buffalo, talking about two big pieces of immigration news. A court ruling on DACA was part one, and now we have asylum law, the Trump administration saying that asylum laws won't apply to people coming from Central America through Mexico who try to enter the country illegally. Here's a listen to him talking about this.
We want people to come into our country, but they have to come into our country legally. They have to come into our country legally. We want people to come in through the merit system so that they can work for all of these great companies that I have coming into our country.
Break down what's going on here for us, Rick.
So there seems to be two things. One is the statements in his actual proclamation about asylum and essentially his desire to limit it to individuals who do not arrive at a port of entry. In other words, individuals who sneak into the country and then claim for asylum from the southern border, he wants to say those people are categorically barred, at least for 90 days and potentially with extensions from applying for asylum. Though there seems to be something else going on as well, which is not necessarily about whether or not people can apply for asylum by following the right procedure, his proclamation says, going to a port of entry, but whether or not he actually believes in asylum law as well, given that he talks about the legal manner of coming to the United States is through the merit system or something along those lines. And this becomes a little problematic because, of course, asylum is the law. It's also encoded in international obligations. So it's not entirely clear whether or not this is just an exercise of discretion in some regards, whether or not this is some way of challenging the legal system entirely, including the current Immigration Naturalization Act.
And the ACLU is suing the Trump administration. It was assumed that there would be legal challenges here. So a whole new court process starting, I guess. What do you watch for there?
Yeah, this is going to be big. And I think in some ways, I think what the Trump administration is doing with the proclamation is trying to piggyback off of the travel ban, which ultimately in the third version was upheld by the Supreme Court. And that's the power that he's invoking, right? The power to suspend entry of individuals that would be a detriment to the United States. The problem, however, is the way he's using it here seems to conflict not only with various other aspects of law, but it's not also clear that his suspension of entry necessarily affects asylum. So it's likely to see there's going to be a litigation on this and clarifying, especially with regard to the conflicts that this seems to have produced with what he's trying to do as an executive and what Congress has passed in terms of the laws.
A lot going on. Again, hope for action in Congress. But on CNN, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois wasn't very optimistic. Here's a listen.
He's virtually impossible to bargain with, particularly on the issue of immigration. He has people around him who are very hateful, and they unfortunately color his judgment.
He there being President Trump. Do you see in this new term with Democrats controlling the House now any likelihood of compromise agreements on immigration?
I'm not sure. I think there are definitely certain things that Donald Trump wants, and I think the border wall and limiting legal immigration are top of the list. They certainly were in the last negotiation about Dreamers, but those seem to be lines that Congress and certainly the Democratic Party don't feel that we easily sort of cave on, especially on the restrictions of legal immigration. So I think that the political process is going to go forward. And in some ways, the legal battles are all the more important, right? Because what we're determining here, much like what Obama did, is how much can the president do without Congress? And in some ways, some of his recent action, especially with the asylum ban, seems to actually specifically go against Congress. So there is a big concern about separation of powers and checks and balances. The only question is whether or not Congress is actually going to stand their ground.
Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Rick Sue is a professor of law at the University at Buffalo. He's an expert in immigration law and policy and teaches a class on refugee and asylum law. We talked with him about the ongoing legal battle over DACA and President Trump's move to deny asylum to migrants who enter the U.S. illegally.